You worked for Ben Chandler first, is that right?
I did. I managed his campaign for Congress in 2004 when we won the special election.
And then what made you think that Amy McGrath would be successful?
You know, I met her about 2 weeks after the 2016 election. She had reached out to Ben, who then forwarded an email to me. And I'd been away from politics for a while and had a little farm in Versailles. And Ben asked me if I would give her a call and give her some advice because she was thinking about retiring and running. And I remember when I talked to her that first time, we talked for about an hour, and I hung up, and I was just blown away by her. Just there was this, not just her personal story, but this sort of thoughtfulness, this humbleness, this sort of sense of like wanting to do it for the right reason. And that was, she convinced me pretty quickly that I needed to come back and help her. And I mean, you could just see that she was a once in a generation candidate.
And do you think now going forward, you carry on the campaign you've been running, or does it change a lot?
Well, I suspect it's going to get a little more aggressive and nasty. But I mean, what got us here is that we looked at all 19 counties as our battlefield, not just the big ones. And, you know, we ran a ground game. We had 6 rural field offices, and I would suspect we'll have more in the fall. But, yeah, I mean, there's nothing magical about what we did. We just ran a really aggressive grassroots campaign. We treated all the counties as legitimately within reach. We took our message to the voters where they live, not asking them to just watch ads. And I think, like, it worked. And Amy is just compelling. And you know, there's a sincerity about her that clearly translates when people meet her. And I think you're just going to see more of that. There's nothing all that complicated about what we did.
And will we see you helping other people after Amy, or was it just because of Amy?
No, I'm looking forward to going back to my life. I will do everything I can for her and help her get elected, and I'm looking forward to then dropping back out of politics and going back to my farm in Versailles.
But do you think seeing Amy run will encourage other people like Amy to run and run campaigns like hers?
I sure hope so. I mean, I think one of the things about politics that I dislike is the sense that the political parties dictate, you know, who can run. And we need more people who are not a product of this political world to step up and say enough is enough and run. We need more Amy McGraths. We need more women. We need more people from all walks of life to just run and figure it out and reach out to people with some experience and just run a really aggressive campaign. And I think that's what she did, and I sure hope so. I hope that this is the beginning of a renaissance for Democrats in Kentucky.
I mean, you say aggressive, but it wasn't mean or not.
No, no. No, I mean, listen, in December when we polled, we were down 45 points to Jim Gray, who was, you know, who had about 92% name ID and 80% favorables. And our plan was to run a positive campaign about the issues, and that we thought it was possible to win by just becoming more popular than him. And Amy believed it. And we just, each day, just kept working at it, working at it, working at it. And it sort of restores a lot of faith in me, and sort of the voters really gave it some thought. This was a resounding victory. I mean, we won, it appears, 18 counties. It's remarkable. I'm so proud of her. She's an amazing candidate. We know what we're facing now, and it is going to be tough. I got a call tonight. The Democratic Party recently did general election polling. And they're releasing a memo tonight that Amy starts the general up 13 points over Andy Barr. So it'll be a different world for us starting tomorrow, but we expect this will be fought tooth and nail, and we're ready.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.